Nick Kiprasch joins us for Sicily Honda. What is the challenge, Nick, now for Brad Treliving, and does it change if Mark Giordano's out for an extended period?
Well, listen, you're not going to replace him at the trade deadline if he's out for any significant amount of time here. This guy has jumped from being a pretty good defenseman to an elite defenseman in the league. And another prime example last night that this team does some incredible things when their backs are against the wall in a third period. And, man, that was a gutsy comeback last night against New Jersey, and it's led by this guy. I don't know if he can truly get in and be a serious contender for an MVP, but he certainly should be in conversations. He's been that good.
Trade deadline's changed a lot, over the last several years, and a lot since you played. You came to Toronto. It was it on deadline day, or was it just a day or two before the Bill Berg trade? When was that?
That was probably a month maybe before the deadline.
Month. Yeah.
Probably, 3 weeks maybe. It was not a deadline move.
Do GMs of contenders sort of send, do they address this with players? Players are always going to want to know how many meetings. Like we heard, we heard Darren say on your show, like no Leafs have been told that a move is guaranteed. And I'm thinking, well, probably not. But agents would be conversing with Dave Nonis. Agents would be conversing with Brad Treliving, Stan Bowman all the time about the likelihood of it and the teams they'd be a lot more willing for their clients to go to if they've got these no trade clauses.
Well, it's got to make sense for everybody. And the more power you have, like the limited or the no trade, the more leverage an agent has to facilitate a trade, but we're not seeing it where it once was, and that has strictly to do with the salary cap and how many teams are up against it. So money in, money out, it's a very difficult thing. That's why we'll probably see guys like Bozak or Furneaux moved at a draft opposed to a trade deadline.
We'll see how scorched earth this team goes. But what we saw is with Santarelli moved out and now Daniel Winnick moved out for a couple of picks. Do you like this strategy? Like in the sense of next offseason, if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, are you looking for the next Daniel Winnick, a guy that you can get in for 1 year at $1 million and then send him packing 6 months later?
Yeah, you do, but you also... you're also looking for a little bit more stability. And while Winnick did a terrific job, there's no guarantees that you're going to be able to strike lightning like that, in a bottle every year. And, it'd be nice if you could, but it's hard. And you really got to roll the dice. Like Winnick gave way more than I think the Leafs even thought that they could get out of him. And his stock rose. I mean, a second and a fourth is expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a guy that, I don't know how many teams he's been on. Six, right?
Six now, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of teams, right? Well, there's also five other teams that, didn't want to keep him. So, in saying that, he had a great year, and he put himself in a position where not only would Pittsburgh trade for him, but if he can maintain this momentum, he's going to get a nice new contract. So no guarantees. You like a group of guys to kind of work their way towards being a contender, and it's tough if you've got a lot of guys on one-year deals that really don't know their future. So I don't know if that's a legitimate way to build a contending team, having a bunch of guys on one-year deals. It's just not realistic. And, of course, the issues were never with the Winnicks or the Santarellis, the Booths. It's your core guys not coming through on long-term deals. And that'll be the challenge for the Leafs, right, is now, I you guys could have traded Winnick and –
well, Brady wanted to re-sign him.
Right. But you could have spent a month figuring out market value and then coming to the assessment that you could get a second, third, or a fourth, and maybe a multiple picks for Winnick.
Yeah.
The hard part now is, you know, while you're pushing hard to trade Bozak, how do you do that with so many years left on his deal, right? Phaneuf, the same thing. Like, the Leafs could have traded Phaneuf yesterday to the Los Angeles Kings and taken a mid-pick and a first-rounder and Mike Richards, and then it would have been done. But the Leafs didn't want to do that. They wanted a guy like Toffoli, and that's not happening.
That's not happening. That
never was going to happen. So they went in a different direction, and they ended up with Sekera.
Sportsnet, by the way, has Thursday Night Hockey, Chicago, Florida, in Florida, in Sunrise, 7:30. Also in Sportsnet 360, Red Wings finishing up their California trip there in San Jose. Big points for the Sharks on the line tonight. Let me ask you about Dion. He's back in the lineup after a dozen games out. There's nobody in the city, in the front office, in wearing a jersey, throwing a jersey, in our positions. There's nobody that's changing their mind about what they think of Dion Phaneuf based on how he plays the next 20 games in a toilet bowl of a season, you know, with the Leafs swirling the bottom five. Is there any internal debate going, let's reevaluate this and see how he is over the last 20 games playing 24 minutes a night? Is there?
No, I don't think so. I think they know what direction that they want to go, but, you know, from what I just said about Los Angeles, they're not going to let him walk out the door just for the sake of getting rid of him. So, you know, there's value there. It's just not where they thought it would be for 7 years, $49 million. You know, they were hoping they could get a guy that could lead and command more of the room. It didn't happen. They want to move in a different direction. And, you know, he was never really put in a position to succeed, unfortunately. The pressure of trying to carry a team that hasn't won a cup in nearly 50 years, and it was never a strong room. And unfortunately for Phaneuf, it never truly worked out. So
front office-wise, this is a fascinating thing because we're talking about something that Dave Nonis was adamant about, this group and these players. Do you feel like he's gone to Shanahan and said, you know what, we don't always get things right in this business, and I screwed up, but I want the chance to fix it? Or is Brendan Shanahan saying, you are going, is it that? There's not even any
not
debate.
Even
Nonis is throwing himself on the sword and saying, I made a mistake, but I want to clean it up.
Well, listen, I mean, fault or not, this thing's being driven by Brendan Shanahan, and I'll be very surprised if Dave Nonis is around after all of this to try to put the Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Right.
So, he's there for now, but you know, if you're Brendan Shanahan, you got to go to the board. You got to kind of take a little bit of accountability with you. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be, you know, Dave Nonis.
We got about 30 seconds here, Nick. Patrick Kane out 12 weeks, which is probably longer than some people thought. Playoffs begin in 7. So if you are Stan Bowman, is this just, is this, hey, like the sum of the parts need to come together and we all have to be a little bit better? Or are you so used to winning in Chicago, does he try to get a little creative? Does he try to replace that offense somehow?
Well, they're targeting Vermette now. So that's the only way that they can go. We know they were in with Sekera, and in a perfect world, they'd like to add some depth on that blue line, but they need to replace a guy that's gone. And they don't really expect him back. 3 months, you know, can it be 2.5? Can they get him back in the first or second round, opposed to a Stanley Cup final? Maybe, but you're not going to hang your hat on that. You've got to go get a guy like Vermette and give up a first and a prospect or two, because the price is going to be very high, and we know Maloney has made that abundantly clear. Their cap issues say that they can only use an unrestricted free agent. They cannot add anybody with term here, because July 1st, you can't go anywhere close to over 10%. And with those contracts of Taves and Kane, it's just impossible to add a guy with a contract. They still got to unload. and they will in the off season. But in the meantime, Vermette, I think, would be a good fit for them to try to come and replace a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of Pache, and that's a devastating injury.